Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Obey. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's a financial advisor, real estate investor, and certified financial planner emeritus. Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking about inflation. Now, in the previous segment, you were talking to us about the fact that you felt like inflation was underreported because of some of the different things that are going through the roof. The pricing is going through the roof, and somebody might say, well, wait a minute, why would that not be part of the equation when the Fed is telling us that inflation is, you know, maybe under 2%? Well, they have a basket of goods, don't they, Doug, that they use, and I'm going to be a little facetious here. In other words, folks, they say, okay, let's put oranges in here. Let's put potatoes in here. Let's put houses in here. Let's put lumber in here. Let's put pork bellies in here. Whatever their basket of goods is, there is actually the exact things that they will track, and they watch those things to see about inflation. But you know what? There are two things that aren't in there. One of them is energy. For some reason, Doug, they don't put energy in their basket. And I'm trying to remember. Do they put housing in there? I can't remember. Is that in there?
They put, I forget what they actually call it. It's like a housing rent
right,
of some sort.
But it's not right? a full basket of the American experience, is it? It leaves some things out.
No, it's far less. As a matter of fact,
is that why your number of 7% you gave us earlier is high? Is your number and their number is only 2%? How do you come up with 7%?
Simply because of how the Federal Reserve or the government tracks inflation, the CPI, and the other things. Like, for example, a computer. Because a computer can do 20 times what it could do, you know, just 5 years ago, all right?
When
they factor in that computer in the CPI, all right, they assume it's gone down by, you know, 200% or whatever, because what it means is if you had to pay $1,000 for, say, 10 megs of power, all right, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to computers,
yeah,
you know, but if now that you can buy this for the same $1,000, you can buy 200 megs of power.
Right.
All right, well, that then – they calculate
They claim that's a drop in inflation, and when basically you still had to write a check for it. But no, you're right about
it. You have to pay $1,000.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, what they're saying is they're going by per meg or per gig price is what they're doing. But you believe that this is going to come to a head eventually where it's going to be a problem for the average American? Do you think that's now or do you think that's to come?
It's already happening. Oh, it's already happening. The average American, think about this. Almost 40% of U.S. adults would need to borrow to cover a $400 emergency expense.
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
But is that because of pricing or is that because of bad personal financial management?
Not at all. No. I did
see something the other day that said that certain sectors of the public of the population have to work 53 weeks a year to pay for 52 weeks. Did you see that report?
No, I didn't.
That supports what your position.
I mean, it says overall incomes are rising. All right, that's being reported, but
yeah,
not everyone. So, December 2019 Bankrate.com survey found that half of U.S. workers didn't get any kind of raise last year.
Yeah.
All right. Even if people's incomes
so what,
are
what's
going
your, what's
up,
your
right?
solution? What's your solution? I got 2 minutes. What's your solution, Doug? What do we do?
Oh, there's many solutions, but
one of them is not electing Bernie Sanders, obviously. Right. So.
Well, you have a large contingent of the population.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, Doug. I don't think you agree. I don't think you want Bernie Sanders to be president, do you?
No, I do not want Bernie Sanders to be president because you by printing, but we have
what,
to get out
should,
of
the what
debt.
Should we do? What should we do, Doug? I need some solutions.
We don't have enough time for me to give you all the solutions.
Give me the bullets.
All right. Inflation is a necessity, unfortunately,
yeah.
Because the government prints, gives more than they tax.
Yeah.
And you're never, ever going to get politicians to say we have to increase taxes and we have to reduce social benefits.
Right.
All right. So therefore, they're always going to print money to give more, and they're going to tax less to try and keep the economy going. All right. That is an absolute definition of inflation,
which
will happen. It's already happening.
The Fed has created this, Doug. And in my opinion, right. they've done it to try to make Wall Street happy. The Main Street small businesses like you and me, we don't need lower interest rates. We don't need interest rates lower. We don't need to borrow money like we used to. The Fed and Wall Street, that's where your inflation problem is, I think, more than anything else, Doug. Last thoughts, quickly.
No, I would tend to disagree with you a little bit, Jim, because I think it's because the average person demands so much from government, and yet they can't
pay
for it. The government's going to give it to them anyway.
I agree with that, too. Hey, Doug, good job today. I need your website, please.
Website is DougObey.com.
DougObey.com. O-B-E-Y. DougObey.com. The book is called Money and the Human Condition. Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll be happy to, Jim, anytime you'll have me.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.